For years, I've been telling people that liberalism is not just politics. It is a all-pervasive spiritual cult. I think some people are starting to wake up. You know, back before the year 2000 at least, a lot of the most well-known preachers in the country were warning people. But while they were doing that, evangelicalism at large was going into Laodicea. Since 2001 and the big, 9/11 attacks that were allowed by our government so they could start another war, since that time, more and more who call themselves Bible-believing and fundamentalist, even some who call themselves King James only, have been lulled to sleep. They do not have spiritual discernment. They're not in God's Word the way they ought to be. They're not in prayer. They're not out in the real world doing ministry. And they're given over to this world in a huge way. But if you're in the book and you have spiritual discernment, you know liberalism is a cult. And what we're seeing today with Facebook, YouTube, Google, Alphabet companies, Twitter, that's liberalism. That's nothing new. But they've only done what they're able to get by with at the time. And now, because they have a chokehold on our social media, they're using their power. And you get this if you want to survive. You better understand, liberals aren't locking you up right now simply because they don't quite have the power to do it yet. As soon as liberals get the power to lock you up, they will. Your liberal friends, families, neighbors, relatives, anyone that you know, who knows you, who is liberal, will get you fired if they think they can, if you take a stand for Jesus Christ as the only Savior of the world and that all other religions are false, if you take a stand for biblical morality, which has now become politics because the Democrat Party has adopted Satan's agenda. Therefore, if you take a stand for biblical morality and you do it the way you ought to, you are going to anger all the liberal Democrats, and they will do what they can to get you fired. And when the time comes, they will get you thrown in prison or in camps. And that is the fact that a lot of Christians, including those calling themselves Bible-believing, evangelical, born-again, fundamentalist, and all other non-liberals in this world had better wake up to. This is a fight for your freedom versus imprisonment, and eventually they're going to put you to death. Read it in Revelation 13. That's what's coming. That's what this is all setting the stage for, to eventually take your head off. And liberals have the spirit of Lucifer. Read John 8:44 and Isaiah 14, and you'll understand. And, of course, Genesis 3 and Ezekiel 28, and you'll understand why liberalism is so deceptive. They lie. They are of their father, the devil. Yeah, there are people who are unsaved who aren't liberals. But a liberal, by definition, rejects the Word of God as the Word of God. A liberal, by definition, is lost and cannot be saved unless or until they repent of their liberalism. And they're dangerous. And you need to be aware of what's going on, or you're going to walk right into it. With that said, it's coming to the point where we're just going to have to be ready to suffer. It's coming to the point where they're not going to leave us any choice. If we're going to be faithful to God and we're going to be true patriots as Americans, then we're going to have to stand. Communism, by the way, is liberalism with a gun. Communism is satanic. And we'll say more about that in the future.